Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Love Wins podcast show. My name is Neoclis Kounidis. I am your host. Today is a special day because it's so windy that we can't barely function. So it's an Earth Day again, I guess. I'm just going to go ahead and shoot to the point today. We're not going to beat around the bush. I want to welcome my first... I'd like to welcome my first guest and slash co-host to the show, which is my very good friend, Jack. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Just trying to survive this wind, man.
Yeah, we got this.
The winds are like 30 knots, bro.
Yeah, I know. This is pretty crazy, actually, bro. But we're going to pull it together as we always do. That's the greatness we're talking about right now. I'm going to go ahead and mention the topic of the day today. It's going to be for the Love Wins podcast today, which we're talking to right now. It's going to be thoughts and where they come from / things. Right, so this is an episode we've done already 3 times with Uncle Barry.
He's not gonna make it to the show.
Anyway, so we're at our usual location. I'm sorry? You're gonna make me call and bring him on the show, dude. The topic of today is, we said already, thoughts, our location, our usual location, which is Santa Cruz, California. And I'd like to note before we get going with the show that this show is not scripted. There's no script for this show. We improvise this show. And just, you know, people trying to help the world be a better place. And so we started this show, these shows, because Love Wins podcast show and the Make the Beat podcast show are actually separated. It's two separate shows. You can find them both on Spotify, Applecast, Google Podcasts, all the platforms that broadcast podcasts 24 hours a day. So, the goals we wanted to reach on the show is what I wanted to talk about, but there's a reason why my friend Jack here wanted to have the topic of thoughts and where they come from for the day. So, what do you want to say about that, Mr. Jack?
I'm a firm believer in belief. And asking a couple of youth the question of, do you believe or do you have belief? They strictly or just automatically went to a religion. You know, belief isn't just a religion. Believing is your thinking. I mean, you think a certain way, and the way you think is how you believe, is your belief system. And I think it's a key thing, because I believe that thinking is, if not the captain, but the vessel of your life. And certain people, I mean, take someone's upbringing. If their upbringing was patterned in where they go to school, they go to college, they go to a grad school, and then they go into their business or into the company, whether the career is, whether it's, being a doctor or lawyer or entrepreneur, whatever it may be.
Yes.
That's the cycle their family has gone. Where you get someone that's maybe middle class or from a broken home, and they kind of that pattern is a little distorted. You know, there's a lot of moving around, a lot of different schools.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you believe that we manifest in front of us, that what we're living right now is a thought that we had, that we manifest in front of us? Because look, just like everybody else, I sometimes think about something and it could be, it comes alive in front of me. Like, once I thought about a pack of cigarettes, and about a specific brand, though, that's the thing, right, that I don't usually smoke. And I asked my ex-girlfriend, who was with me at the time, if she could think about the same thing, right? And we both thought about a pack of Marlboro Lights, and then a pack of Marlboro Lights appeared in front of us. That was really, really weird, right? So do you believe that what we're living right now is something that we thought of already?
Yeah, you're talking about the law of attraction.
And I'm just talking about like just the law of manifestation, period.
Well, that's law of attraction.
No, the law of attraction is I'm asking you if you believe in that.
Yes,
in the law
of attraction. I believe in manifestation. Uh-huh. I believe that I believe in there's proclamation too. You could speak things into existence, but okay. you first have to think it though, right? I believe that we are living a thought, someone's thought or the part of someone's thought that leads into your thought.
Okay.
Because we are all connected. Like you're talking about the energy.
So if I didn't think about this and you didn't think about this and like some, third party thought about this moment becoming, and then how is it that their brain is stronger than the brain that we carry?
Well, it's not stronger.
So why wasn't our reality created? Why was their reality created?
It's a mixture of both. Because out of one, many, and out of many, one.
Okay. So basically, what we're living right now is something we all thought about combined.
Yes.
That's pretty trippy. That makes sense, though. That makes sense.
We all play a piece. You've thought that. I've thought this. You've seen that color. I've felt this. So we all push into the pot.
Yeah.
We coexist.
I need to think about a girlfriend more. No, I'm just kidding. For those who just tuned in, welcome to the Love Wins podcast show. Where we discuss worldwide matters on a daily basis and we try to come up with solutions for them for us as a whole so we can all have a better day today than we did yesterday and a better day tomorrow than we did today. That's the slogan. I thought of that.
There we go.
Thanks. So I'm here with my friend Jack, who is my guest appearance and special appearance and co-host for the day. And we were just talking about the topic of the day, which is thoughts and where they come from / thinking. That was the topic that we're having for the day. Actually, the conversation we were having just now was pretty productive, I would say, and it made sense completely to me. So if anybody thinks it doesn't make sense, feel free to call me at 831-274-1361 and we can talk about it a little more. Maybe you can do the next guest appearance on the show.
That even goes into religion. The Bible says that in Ezekiel that the heart is the most deceitful of all. Who knows it? But I, the Lord, search the heart of the man, and I judge him off his deeds, off his thoughts. Also, don't copy the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, by changing the way you think.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
so
yes.
Think about this. There is a hallucinogen called DMT it's found in every living, right? And anyways, I believe in death. It's whatever you believed that in your life that you experienced, because there's a high form of DMT that's released at that time. So if it's your thinking, is it guilt? Is it paradise? What is it?
With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to let you ponder on that. That was some philosophical stuff right there. That was pretty good. We're going to go ahead and take it to commercial, you guys. When we come back, we're going to talk about the goals we want to reach with the show. And please stay tuned for the Love Wins podcast show. Nick the Greek, one love. Please stay tuned.